the old God that smites people, makes flesh. And you know the funny thing is about Noah? Noah, the whole thing with the whole fairy story of Noah and the Ark, you know, maybe that could just be a fairy story, or it could be a lesson about climate change. How about that? You know, Noah said, hey, you know, it's going to be a big flood, a big climate change thing. Ah, you're cuckoo. The end. So, yeah, so there you go. So maybe this wise book was telling folks about climate change. You can make the Bible say anything. You can make any of those holy books say anything. They were written by people a million years ago, super vague. They've been reinterpreted, and they have been like, you know, kings and scholars and people of devious nature have got in there and actually changed all of those words. Who knows where those damn words came from? You know? You know, they're originally probably stories around the campfire just to keep your kids from, you know, there's this place, it's hot like hell, like that fire there. So don't you go out there and do that, or you're going to go to a place where it's hot like that. And that's how these stories start. You know, people that don't have a good moral compass, and there's a lot of folks out there that don't have a moral compass. They need the whole God thing that's going to punish them, invisible man in the sky, if they do something bad. So there. Where was I? How did I even get here? Holy crap, I need a haircut. RCT!
Saw you standing there on that corner, combing your hair. That's all that we've heard this last year through. And now I wonder what this world's coming to. Well, the barbers are hoping that these days won't last. They're cutting less hair and losing money fast. Their clippers are rusting and their faces turning blue. 'Cause they've been combing hair on their days off too. Comb your hair, and you're bound to be just just like them stars on the big TV. Comb your hair, and you won't have to use any of those things that'll give you the blues. Barber shop, and I'm gonna leave town. I just can't stand to see all that hair walk around. I thought that I would probably be the first one to leave, 'cause now I see they're wearing it down to their knees. Well, I guess it's too late to save them anymore, 'cause last night I saw a guy walk into a door. So I guess I'll be on my way, I'll see you around. Just let me comb my hair, and then I'll leave town. Comb your hair, and you're bound to be just like them stars on the big TV. Comb your hair, and you won't have to use any of those things that'll give you the blues. Any of those things that'll give you the blues.
Barber's theme.
The Barber's.
In front of that, the barbershop accident by the mobsmen. Barber Hair Blues. That was Wayne Sandcap, and we started off with a Barber Rag. Barbershop Rag by Chet Atkins. So right now we're out of the barber stuff. It's awesome. It was seven songs about barbers and 33 minutes of me just yelling. You know, it's a fine. It's almost like the devil angel on the shoulder, you know? Play more music. Play more music. Your music is fun. On the other side, it's like, you're on the radio. Really let them have it. Really, really kind of try and make people feel a little bit better or a little understanding or that kind of thing. So it's interesting because I have people, half my audience says, man, I don't really care a lot for the music, but man, the stuff you say on the radio is really stupid. Then I have people go, yeah, but I like the stupid stuff on the radio. But man, can you lose some of that music and do more of the stupid? So there's no satisfying anybody. So I just kind of have to balance and teeter it on myself. You know, if I'm feeling like, if I'm feeling it, you're going to hear it. So right now, one of the most amazing jobs out there, I think there is pawnbroker. There's a couple pawn shops still around. And man, what a interesting and strange. I know I bought a lot of my best guitars out of pawn shops. You know, the strange thing is you go to pawn shops now, there's a lot of guns. A lot of guns in pawn shops. Get a gun, get a guitar. There you go. That's pretty much it. That and like maybe some weird knives and gold. You know, there you go. Hey, let's dig the pawn shop. Okay, got a few pawn shop tunes, and then we're going to go to the bar. And bartenders, today is all about the service industry, celebrating the pyramid of civilization, the third layer, and these are the service jobs. These are the jobs that just kind of like, you know, are just there, man. They're like merchants. They're like store people. They're like pawn shops. By request, this is request number 16,003 from Kelvin. William Clark, Pawn Shop Bound, Zomba in Your Brain. More music, less of this stuff.
do. Well, it's in my neighborhood. You know I'm pawn shop bound. Well, it's right around the corner. You know I'm pawn shop bound. I need some money in my pocket, cause I feel like I'm sinking down.
Anybody have any big questions? There's a gentleman back there. Sir?
An improvisation of a shoes clerk.
For men's shoes, or is that for women's? Better yet. These guys have a lot of fun, don't they? Sitting on that little fun chair. And well... hello there, madam. I'm Howard Steffens. This is my own shoe store, mine and my brother's. He's in the back, as usual, putting little shoes in boxes. What size did you say? A five? Maybe when you were a little girl. That's at least a 12. You brought blood, madam. Ed, come on in. It's a tough one. What is it?
There you go, some improvisational fun stuff from a great comedic mind, Jonathan Winters, by request. That's the shoe clerk. Some things for Calves. And the, there's a visit to the pawnbroker, William Clark, pawn shop bound, and Tinsley Ellis, pawnbroker. The worst in the pawnbroker is, I only seen this in Ohio. There's a place where you, and this is so sad, people can be so desperate for money. You bring them the title of your car. How sad is that? Your mobility, you know, the last thing that you could possibly get rid of, and there is somebody willing to be a wolf and take advantage of you by taking the title of your car for a loan. I mean, it's just like real quick. Here's my car. It's paid off. Great. Here's $100. We'll keep your car. Give us $100 back when you can. And if you can't, we got a car. It is amazing. Like I'm saying, it's all wolves and sheep. And you have to figure out which degree you are. All right. We're going to get into bartenders now. And the fascinating thing about bartenders and now think is the whole thing, because I talked about a compulsive eaters. You know, there's compulsive drinkers, alcoholics. There was the Alcoholics Anonymous. And everybody has got, the sad thing is, people who are like recovering alcoholics can't even have one drink. I never could wrap my brain around that. But it must be true because that is, I guess it's that one and that one more, then that one more, then that one more. And the next thing you know, Jed's a millionaire. So it's just amazing because everybody has different addictions and drives. For example, there's people, like I'm saying, all they want to do is make money. There's people who get drunk all the time. Now, here's the interesting thing. I know people that are like like Narcotics Anonymous, Alcoholics Anonymous, and all they do is they replace their addiction with a healthy addiction. For example, I've known a lot of people that go into like CrossFit and a lot of like hardcore gym training. They get addicted to exercise. It's crazy when you think about it, but yeah, that people there are addicted to exercise. And that's a good addiction. There's people that are addicted to, addicted to love. Robert Palmer, it's what killed him. So yeah, so it is interesting to say all you have to do is channel, because they say once you have that predisposition to be an addict or a pre-predisposition to be OCD, those come all out of our hunter-gatherer brain. You know, that all comes out of the hunter-gatherer brain. Man, that guy really is just like, he's like a machine. That's because he was like the best, a million years ago, he was the best apple picker there. He could do the whole thing of apples and save the whole village. Now the kid's all fidgety and they got to put him on Ritalin because he's got that apple picking brain. They ain't going that. Let's get a drink. That's you and me. Oh, I love this version of Hey Bartender, Laurel Atkin.
Went bowling the other night. I started drinking and I got real tight. I, including some other friends, I said, come on down and have a sip again. I said, hey, bartender. I said, hey, bartender. Not one, not two, not three, four, four. Standing at the other end, I said, baby, can we be friends? You looking here, the woman can be. Come on down and have a sip with me. I said, hey, bartender. I said, hey, bartender. Not one, not two, not three, four, bottle of beer. We were drinking the whole night long, rock and rolling and having fun. Babe decided to drink some more, but when I looked at the clock, it was 3:45. I said, hey,
bartender. I said, hey, bartender. Not one, not two, not three, four, four, love it. And rolling and having fun. Babe decided to drink some more, but when I looked up the clock, oh, it's 3:45. I said, hey, bartender. I said, hey, bartender. Not one, not two, not three, four, four bottles of beer.
She's got the best in the store. just standing here in this monkey cage. I don't feel so good, I look twice my age. I've seen them come, I've seen them go, I've seen them all now, wouldn't you know. I'm a bartender, feet hurt, what a life. I've listened to the darndest stories told about fame and fortune and fool's gold. I've seen lots of romances start and end. I gotta be everybody's friend. I'm a bartender, dish pan and hands. Yeah. You know, lots of lip. You gotta be ready for those big blue eyes. But let me tell you, buddy, they can hypnotize a bartender. Had some pretty good offers. How about that? I guess I've walked about a million miles. And I reckon I've smiled just as many smiles. I've poured a little, I've spilled a lot. Bottoms up. I'll get you a hit up off the bar there, Bill. No dancing on the table. You stick around, Blue Eyes. Last call. You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here.
coming home real soon. But the bottles that I drank since then,
well, you can line them up to the moon.
I did everything I could, just trying to forget. But that girl, every girl I ever kiss, I'm kissing only her. And every girl I ever hold, I'm holding only her. Bring me another drink, you know it hurts me to have to think. For me another round, I got a heartache, I need to drown. I got a heartache, I need to drown. I got a heartache, I need to drown.
You can tell who mixed that song, the guitar player. I need more me. That guitar is way too loud. It's interesting. That is pretty much my addiction. I can't buy enough guitars. So that probably would have been me in the mix, even though I just kind of like the... All right, let's see what happens. P.U. I guess that was a problem there. That was Mummy the Peep Show with Rock Me Bartender. About 1 minute of that. It's all I could stand. Because I can't stand no more. We heard The Bartender and the Thief by Stereophonics. Hank Thompson with Bartender's Polka. So I'm going on for Bonnie. And then we heard The Bartender's Just Like My Mother, Like a Mother, Slim Galliard. We heard, what else did we hear? We heard a bunch of nice bartender songs. Here's another one. This is Hey Bartender. Red Saunders. No, I'm not going to listen to that again. Oh my God, that's the only song that's playing. P.U. Yeah. Give me the jump blues. In your brain, Zom on your brain, Archie King.
Hey, bartender, I give that man a drink. His too. Hey, 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 bartender, give that man a taste. Hey, hey, bartender, well, give that man a taste. He is my buddy, so give him a taste in case. He was broke, hungry, and busted, ain't had nothing to eat. Along came his buddy who offered him a taste, but wouldn't give a dime to help him feed his face. Hey, bartender, give that man a drink. And wine, sporty odor, gin and bourbon, rock and rye. Come on, everybody, and let's get high. Hey, bartender, give the whole house a drink. Enjoy your check, cause it is later than you think. Thank you.
in this old world, so I set out to give a job a whirl. Tanning bar and a big saloon, the boss he said I'd learn how soon. Yeah, I caught on real fast. Now I'm pouring drinks and serving beer, let me see, just about a year. Well, right about here I'd like to say that my pool hair is a-turning gray. Yeah, fighting drunks, all that stuff. Now a guy walked in the other night, bought a drink, real polite. Said, set him up, Joe, for everyone here, and you have one too, so I had a beer. Yeah, he's a pretty nice guy, well, I thought he was. Well, he did this another time or two, and I said, that'll be $20 to you. Well, he looked at me in a stupid way, said, man, I'm broke, I can't pay. Yeah, I had to throw him out, smart aleck. But then a little while, he was back again, wearing a great big stupid grin. Said, set him up, Joe, except you, I think, cause you get mean when you drink. Yeah, they'll drive you to drink, I'm telling you, they will. Come in and catch his wife with another man. Then they'll all start to fight, and I'm telling you, it's a fright. Yeah, I'm always in the middle, getting black eyes and all that stuff. Now a couple of guys sat at the bar, arguing about their new cars, which had run the best and all. They ended up having a brawl. Yeah, I had to call the police, take them to jail. Now the story's moral, as you can see, is this bartending just ain't for me. So I'll just have another drink, that's the only way I'll sleep a wink. Yeah, you don't have to be crazy, but it sure does help.
Tell you I feel so good, feel so good, I feel so good. Come on, bartender, fill it up again. A lot of my friends drink alcohol and don't get drunk one bit. I ain't been drinking long at all, but I ain't to learn their trick. Oh, I feel again. Mother built my head about the birds and bees, but mother never said what alcohol would do to me. And I tell you, I feel so good, feel so good, feel so good. Come on, bartender, fill it up again.
My work, but I don't mind. of bad cases of folks with their backs to the wall. But I need folks.